Okay, well, can I just say, by way of introduction, we are pressed for time today, so and there are actually quite a number of substantial issues, or two main issues. The global warming session we had last night, and I have with me today Archbishop David Moxon, who made a presentation and led the discussion on that last night, and Archbishop Paul Sarkar from Bangladesh, a nation which, if the predictions about global warming come to reality, could be devastated by global warming. Archbishop Daniel Ding from Sudan made a presentation to the primates this morning, and we're in the process of formulating a response to that very critical situation. You have before you in written form the substance of his presentation. For your information. So my proposal is I want to comment on a few other things that we've been dealing with, and rather than hear presentations from my colleagues, the proposal is that we'll simply respond to questions today. Okay, global warming I've mentioned, and David and Paul are here. Archbishop Deng will answer questions on the Sudan that arise from his statement. One of the things we dealt with this morning was the primates were informed about an important meeting that took place in Lambeth in the middle of January on Anglican relief and development. There was a lot of enthusiasm and energy and momentum in that meeting, and that was evident among the primates this morning too. The basic proposal is to try to achieve greater coordination and effectiveness in global Anglican relief and development work. It's not a proposal to establish a new super agency. It's rather a proposal to engage the existing agencies working much more closely together to achieve greater coordination and effectiveness. We see the local network of the global network of local agencies as being a huge strength in the Anglican world.
And the global network of local agencies.
Yes. So you might want to come back with some further questions about that. The primates were strongly in favour of that work going forward. Let me also just touch on a couple of minor business things. Whether they're of interest or not, I don't know. There was a moment of celebration in our meeting. It didn't take a lot of time, but the province of the Indian Ocean has moved up into the next band, as it were, in terms of membership of the Anglican Consultative Council. The primates were unanimously in favour of it moving from having one representative at the ACC to two, based on its own membership levels. The churches that have less than 250,000 members have one representative on the ACC. Churches between 250,000 and 1 million members have two representatives, and the primates unanimously endorsed the province of the Indian Ocean moving from the first band to the second. A second matter that's not of major importance but you might be interested is in relation to the Primate Standing Committee. The primates agreed that elected alternates ought to be able to attend meetings where the elected member is unable to attend. Now, that might sound like gobbledygook, but at the moment we have the situation where each region in the world elects a member of the Primate Standing Committee and an alternate, but the alternate only goes to meetings if the elected member ceases to be a primate, not merely if they can't attend a meeting. So we've agreed to make that change. The primates have also agreed to take steps to increase the number of primates on the standing committee and therefore on the joint standing committee so that there's better representation worldwide of the primates. It's very difficult, you'll understand, for one person to represent the whole of Africa and indeed the whole of Southeast Asia, which includes Australia. So that, no definite decisions yet, that's a process of negotiation with the ACC and the Joint Standing Committee. So those nuts and bolts things, I think I'll stop there and throw it open to any questions you want to ask, and Matthew needs to go first today.
Very good. Yes, Archbishop Deng. The Episcopal Church in Sudan, I understand, is one of the largest civil organisations in the country. Could you tell me the sort of impact it has in terms of reaching out to the poor, dealing with the humanitarian crisis? And a second question is, you've attempted to be proactive in expanding the network of companion relationships so that the support for Sudan is far greater. Could you tell me about the progress of that?
Well, yes, correctly, the Anglican Church of Sudan is one of the largest. At the moment, it is a growing church, and we have about 4 million Anglican in the country. And we have now about 24 dioceses, and which probably in the coming 2 years we are going to have 31 dioceses in the country. We have been involved in education. We have about 300 primary schools in the country, which we are very much involved in education, and also in terms of health. We have an organization called SUDRA, which support our organization as a relief and development organization, as a wing of the church. So we are being involved in basically in the life of our common people in the Sudan. We are also making peace and justice and reconciliation within the communities, whereby we have been torn apart by the war. We are bringing back our people. And we are in every corner of Sudan as people. And I think the Peace and Reconciliation Commission in the Church of the Anglican Church in Sudan is doing a tremendous job. We are also engaged of faith-based other religion. We have dialogue with Muslims, we have dialogue with the traditionalists, and to make sure that we have to bring peace in our country. So the church is in the Sudan is well based in discussing issues connected with human beings.
Thank you. We'll go side to side today, I think. George.
A brief procedural question for the Archbishop Espinal, then for Bishop Sarkar. Last night we learned of the envoy to Zimbabwe. In 85, Archbishop Coggan appointed the Bishop of Litchfield to be an envoy for the communion to work with Archbishop Tutu and in this anti-apartheid struggle. And that was a real envoy with funding and a mission and so on and so forth. Could you find out what this envoy position will entail? In other words, are they going to pay for it? Are they going to, is it a Terry Wade or that sort of thing? Well, how can we report on that?
I think that's a question to ask the Archbishop tomorrow. I think it's really in his hands. All we've done is affirm his attention and his intention to make that appointment and to send someone on his behalf and on behalf of the communion. So I think the only person who can answer that is the Archbishop himself, and it's best to ask him tomorrow.
And for the Bishop of Bangladesh, I've read of the Church's work in responding to the problem of arsenic poisoning in the country with your partner organizations abroad. How can the Anglican Communion partner with the Church in Bangladesh to help with some of the environmental needs, such as well poisoning, deforestation, and whatnot?
We have two missionary bodies, CMS, USBZ, and also Christian Aid as a development partners. And they are supporting us. So a very small level, because Church of Bangladesh is a very tiny, small church in Bangladesh. But comparing our size, we are doing good work, we believe. Especially the Western belt is very much affected by the arsenic. So we are we are going to the traditional well, you know, digging the well that helps, you know, providing waters, though you cannot drink that, but you can purify that. And also we are distributing the medicine to purify the water. At the same time, those who are already affected by the arsenic, so they can survive, you know.
Thank you. Riazat?
Yes, from the Guardian. Archbishop Deng, I've just very briefly look through your letter, and you're asking your fellow primates to speak to their governments and stakeholders to really keep the pressure up so that peace and reconciliation can be achieved in Sudan. You also use the word abandon. How would you describe the level of support and awareness among the primates? I can't understand why you'd have to appeal for them to support you. I would assume that it's an automatic thing, that you don't actually need to publicly ask for their help, that they're naturally giving it to you anyway. Is that not the case?
Yes, the reason I'm asking my colleagues private is very important because there are a situation arising in the country whereby we were expecting the war to stop, but we begin to see that a strange menace that seemed to be violating the comprehensive peace agreement happening in the country. For example, now the CPA has not yet been properly implemented. Like the question of border between South and North has not been demarcated until now, and it is a tension between the government in the South and also the government in the North. And the question of Abyei town, which is by itself, this town has been deserted, destroyed twice by the war parties, the North and the South, and over 50,000 people in that area has been again displaced twice. So my appeal is to remind them and to let them know the situation has not yet come to the conclusion whereby you can be just easily feel that, yes, the CPA has done a great job. So we wanted people to go further. Moreover, also, we are going to have election this year and also referendum in 2011. These are the very important issues within the comprehensive peace agreement need the attention of all our primates to talk to the government to see to it that the implementation of CPA can bring also peace in Darfur. But if you have not implemented peace in the Southern Sudan, it will be very difficult for you now to implement a peace in Darfur. That's why I'm urging the primates to keep their momentum and talk to their government.
Might I just add, Archbishop, the point was made in the primates' discussion that because of the extensive reach of the church on the ground in Sudan, if the primates can be well informed about the situation, they often have access to information which governments don't. And so we're drafting material now among the primates which we can each take to our own governments in order that they might be informed in the best possible way and have knowledge about how they can assist. So that's happening among the primates now.
There's a little scribble on there about a report. Do you get the report?
That is the report.
This is the report,
I think.
Yeah, it's more, yeah.
I am hereby attaching the report to this letter.
Yeah, it is somewhere. We have a report.
There were a few more pages with some photographs and things.
Okay. So if you want that, I will give that report to you.
That's done. Paul?
Again, to the Archbishop of Sudan. Recently on the CBC, they had a report that is very similar to what you're talking about on point number 5 about the Lord's Resistance Army and the attacks in the Congo. My sense for the people in Canada is that they want to do something more. And a little bit of what Archbishop Philip just said about in terms of the primate taking things to the government, but the person who in my country sits in the pew obviously wants to pray, but are there more things that you're looking for them to do, to challenge them, to speak to circumstances like you described in number 5?
Well, yes, that is the part of appeal I'm making for the primate and for all the people in the Anglican world to know the aggravations of life of our people in the Southern Sudan. First of all, our people were just coming back from the war of 21 years. Now again, they are being redisplaced by the movement of Lord Resistance Army, which is working now, killing our people in Western Equatoria. And for the Christians all over the world, like in Canada, we are asking them to pray for how best that we can bring peace to that. What could be done to the LRA group, which is killing our people, and we have no connection. There's no reason for LRA killing our people in the southern Sudan, because LRA is actually is a rebel fighting the government in Uganda. Now, there's no reason at all killing our people in southern Sudan. We don't see the connection there. So that is one part. Secondly, our people need people to pray for them because they are just resettling. They are coming back from the refugees camp. They have no school, they have no health, they have no water. All this basic life of our people is not there. And we are also inviting our friends and in other part of the world to visit us so that they really can be, they can see the situation by themselves. So we need our Christian also not just to pray, but also to come and visit the country.
Thank you. David?
Yes, Archbishop Deng, last summer at Lambeth, you called on the Episcopal Church, especially Jean Robinson, to resign. That was causing great hardship and pain to the people of the Sudan because of his homosexuality. Has anything changed since last summer when you said those things at Lambeth and the present situation in the Sudan or here among the primates?
We are discussing that within the primate. And the situation of the statement of the Sudan remained the same. So we have not changed from, we have not deviated from our statement. What is needed is the primates and the church in the Anglican world really to wrestle with the issue so that it comes to an end.
Colin?
I'm tempted by that reply to a question, but I think I'm going to...
We're right on 20 minutes. I really, to do David justice, I should give him 30 seconds if there's a key message he wants to bring following last night and the feedback.
I don't know if you saw this, but there's a copy available. It's the main subject and presentation we used on global warming and the moral leadership we think that the Anglican Communion, well, along with many others in the world, ought to offer in terms of changes around lifestyle, travel, eco-friendly congregations, environmental projects, joining the fight against global warming and the errant climate changes we're experiencing. We think the church has a biblical, theological, and practical role to play in every community to try and prevent further carbon emissions, the overcooking or choking of the planet, and to see that as an act of participation in God's creation and redemption. But the actual booklet with all its practical hints and strategies is available here if you wish.
Thank you. We need to rule a line here.